Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Solar eclipse visible over Gillette on Saturday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Residents in Gillette will experience a partial solar eclipse in the Wyoming skies tomorrow morning, Saturday, October 14th. According to the Wyoming News Exchange, we can expect to see about 70% of the sun covered. So while you won't see a ring of fire, you should be able to see a crescent shape at certain points during the eclipse. The eclipse will start at 9:05 a.m. on Saturday and end at 12:38 p.m. The last annular solar eclipse to go over the western U.S. was on May 20th, 2012, and there won't be another one in this part of the country until 2046. Saturday's eclipse is just 6 months before the total solar eclipse, which will hit the U.S. on April 8th, 2024. Unlike the last total solar eclipse in 2017, the path of totality will not go over Wyoming. As a reminder, it is never safe to look straight at the sun without eye protection. Solar filters such as eclipse glasses or a welding shield are required to view a solar eclipse safely. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. In 2004, President George W. Bush and Congress declared October to be Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Since then, it has grown into a collaborative effort between government and industry to enhance cybersecurity awareness, encourage actions by the public to reduce online risk, and generate discussion on cyber threats on a national and international scale. According to the article from the Wyoming Department of Workforce Services, digital technologies touch nearly every aspect of our lives, at home and in hospitals, in classrooms, cars, and courthouses. They affect our economy and our national security. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency offers four simple steps to take to keep yourself safe. Use strong passwords. Strong passwords are long, random, and unique and include uppercase and lowercase letters, numbers, and symbols. Turn on multi-factor authorization. This is a second layer of defense against hackers, like entering a code texted to your phone. Even if your password becomes compromised, unauthorized users will be unable to meet the second step and will be unable to access your accounts. Recognize and report phishing. Be cautious of unsolicited messages asking for personal identification. These messages are often designed to look like they come from a trusted person or organization to get you to respond. If you suspect phishing, don't reply or click, not even an unsubscribe button. Report the message via the report spam button and delete. Keep your software updated. This is the best way to make sure you have the latest security patches and updates on your device. Regularly check for updates if automatic updates are not available. The Wyoming Department of Workforce Services encourage you to find out more ways to protect your business, your employees, and your customers by visiting CISA.gov. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.